ladies and gentlemen, from The Hunt for Red October, James Earl Jones.
W-F-O-D.
Don't panic.
Here we go. Tuesday. I'm so happy it's Tuesday.
It's 8 o'clock. Wheelbarrow full of dicks begins right fucking now.
Everybody, it's Tuesday. Aren't you glad it's Tuesday?
You gotta get those mistakes out the way early.
Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. I'm Mike, guys. Hi. I'm joined via Skype by my co-host, Mr. Travis Hulse.
A new era for WFOD, this Tuesday night spot.
And we're also joined by... our good friend Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
Hello, mate.
Travis, we have so much to discuss.
He turned British since the last time I talked to him.
He does that from time to
British?
Time. Yeah, he goes British. I don't know what his deal is.
Is that like Madonna? Did he vacation there or something and come back all British?
Have you been spending some time with a Brit, Drunk?
No.
Huh. It's a mystery, Travis. You know, Trevor, there's mysteries abound. The mysteries abound out there this week. I've been scratching my head at a lot of things, Travis. You know, I don't know if you caught last week's program, but we talked extensively about the marketing of children's cereals. You know, I'm a student of marketing. I enjoy the way that we advertise things to one another. It's a topic that I'm passionate about. And for the longest time, you know, I would have got to it eventually. But for the longest times, I see the candy bar ads for the candy bar Twix. You know, the Twix?
The right
Twix. Oh, yeah. Their ad campaign that they've been running for like the last year, which is like maddening to me.
I shake my head at it, Travis, because I don't understand what their goal is. But I've got it figured out, Travis. They are the only company prepared for today's political climate.
You know, I can be completely sincere with you that I've literally never thought of that.
Travis, the right Twix and the left Twix, they have positioned themselves in a way that they are immune to all the things going on in the world today.
So I can't get us somewhere in the middle Twix, though.
You can't get us somewhere in the middle Twix. But what
can you even get a Twix anymore that just says Twix and not left Twix or right Twix?
I don't think so.
Do they have one? I thought that there was a left Twix and a right Twix in every package. Is it
not anymore?
Left Twix
right.
Sends out some Twix. See now, Travis, what happened this week? And it's sad to me because this kid, this David Hogg kid. He was in that Parkland shooting. He was a student at this place. And I mean, like, he was not shot, but he was there, and it sucks for him. And he's going out there and doing protesting and stuff. Because he was in the school that got shot, you can't say anything bad about David Hogg. He's immune to criticism. He's made himself a public figure, but that doesn't matter because he's a kid. And you can't say anything bad about him because he was a victim. This Laura Ingraham.
Plenty of people are, though.
I don't know who Laura Ingraham is. She's a host on a show on Fox.
She's Rush Limbaugh light.
This David Hogg kid was talking about applying for colleges. He applied to UCLA and UCSD and I guess those are good school. UCLA, I've heard of. They're a basketball team, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, the people like the UCLA. They want to go there. And the kid has a 4.1 grade point average. That's very good. But, you know, the UCLA came back and they're like, guys, sorry, you know, we're not going to take you. Your SAT scores weren't high enough. There's Laura Ingram, who I think David Hogg's been saying she's the devil. And, you know, she thinks that it should be OK for people to have guns. Therefore, she doesn't care about people being shot. And she just said, you know, this kid's going on TV and talking shit about UCLA because he didn't get in. But I mean, like, you know. His scores weren't good enough, and his scores they rejected him before he came back. That was really all she said. And the kid's reply was, oh, well, these are Laura Ingram's sponsors, and you should contact all of them and have them cancel, because this gal can't say mean things about me. I was a Parkland kid. And so, like, people that I really like, we're jumping on this bandwagon this week. I mean, like, Patton Oswalt and James Gunn and stuff were like tweeting to Hulu and saying, Hulu, how could you possibly advertise on this Laura Ingram lady's show? She made fun of the Parkland kid.
But did she really?
But she didn't really. And that's what irritates me. And like, I think that it's kind of gross to go after somebody's sponsors. Because, I mean, like, Hulu doesn't give a shit about what Laura Ingram says on Twitter.
Right.
Laura Ingram has people that watch her show, and Hulu wants them to also watch their shows.
Correct.
Like, there's a million people out there that watch Laura Ingram, and we want to sell them shit. I mean, that's all it is. But you have to take a political stance, and so people are going on Twitter and saying that we should boycott, and going after all these sponsors.
Or we should just put this kid into Harvard right now. I mean, obviously he's...
Well, you better put him into Harvard, or else...
Or Yale, or Princeton.
You're in trouble. You're in trouble, Travis. And that's why I say Twix is the only one prepared for this. Because they've been planning it for a long time. Travis, are we having audio problems?
Yeah, a little bit. It sounds pretty decent now for me, but I missed probably half of what you said. My take on the whole thing is, you're right. Twix has got it covered by being on the left and the right. I haven't been on Twitter much at all.
Oh God, lately. I got to get away from it, Travis.
You do, because it's disgusting. Because when I do check in, you know, I hate living in a world where people are shitting all over these kids who are like marching for the, you know, even if they're completely uninformed, these specific kids were like shot at. They had friends murdered in front of them, and now they're trying to take a stand against, you know, gun restrictions or gun control, which I'm not completely for. You know, I like guns. I own guns. I'm for, like, making some common sense changes, I guess. But, you know, to attack these children, you know, I mean, obviously you can say some shit about them. Laura Ingram can say, hey, this kid was, you know, rejected from four schools or whatever. But, like, these people who are, like, making memes out of these kids who are, like, trying to make a change when, you know, every few days there's fucking mass murder. But I'm also against, like you said, I'm against people shitting on these kids who are trying to take a stand. If you don't like it, don't look. But I'm also against people who are trying to constantly, like you said, go after ads. Laura Ingram is a garbage person. She's Rush Limbaugh light.
Is she bad? I don't know anything about her. Is she
no,
bad?
She's just like, she's Hannity, she's Limbaugh, she's a right wing radio/TV host. So if you know what one of them is, you know what they all are. And she's pretty much the same thing. They cater to a certain audience, and that's fine, as long as that audience doesn't just repeat whatever they say verbatim, which they mostly do. But anyway, they have a right to be on the air, and they have a right to cater to their, you know, to their people. But I agree, this witch hunt shit where people are saying, oh, these people sponsor this show. These people, we got to, the Delta Airlines gives a discount to NRA members. Well, you know what? My fucking uncle is probably an NRA member, and he probably pays dues every year and gets a nice little discount to fly Delta Airlines. Who gives a shit?
Like, yeah, but I mean, like the thing with the Keurigs when they were mad at Sean Hannity, they went and they said,
smashing the Keurigs.
Keurig, you can't advertise on Sean Hannity. He says things that we don't agree with politically. And then, like, they do break it because they're getting all this shit on Twitter. They just want to be left alone. They just want people to see their Keurig machine on television. And there's a million people that watch this show, so let's sell them a goddamn Keurig.
Right. But then, it's a business. If you do, they're trying to make some money.
If you do bow to the boycott put out on social media, then the other side says, well, fuck you, Keurig. How could you bow to this? We're boycotting you. You can't win.
No, it's zero win situation. So you pretty much, what you need to do is you need to fucking ignore it. If you're a business, if you're a company, if you're a product, and really, if you're just a regular citizen, you need to ignore all of these people. Even like you said, like James Gunn, who I really, really enjoy, and he's, you know, he gets political, which is fine, but I ignore it. I just ignore it. Like, sometimes I agree with what he says. Sometimes I don't agree with what he says. I just ignore it. And really, my best answer is just to stay off social media.
Well, and you know, Travis, the Roseanne premiere was last week. That was another.
Did you watch it, Mike?
I did, Travis.
They never said Trump one time. It was just a conflict between Roseanne and her sister,
Travis,
Jackie.
There was two characters on the show who disagreed politically. Right. It was 30 seconds where one person voted for Hillary, one person voted for Trump, and they're still sore about it. It was 30 seconds of the show, and that's the only thing that anybody talked about. And there was people, putting their moral stand up on social media saying, I won't watch Roseanne because Roseanne is a Trump supporter.
And you know what's super funny about that is 90% of the people who are just shitting all over it on social media never watch the episode, so they don't have a fucking idea what they're talking about.
But I mean, like, there was equal representation there. There was one
Jackie
character
got her digs in at Roseanne.
If you don't have conflict in a show, what do you have?
Right.
You have one character who thinks one thing. In the parlance of our times, that's the thing that we're the most divided about. That's the thing that we're talking about all the goddamn time. So why wouldn't they address it? It seems stupid.
It's a good representation of where we are now and what a lot of families are probably going through. So to just straight up say, oh, I'm not watching Roseanne because she's a Trump supporter. Well, it's like, no, there's both points of view being shown in this program and you're not even watching it. So you have no idea what the hell you're saying.
You just made your decision already.
And it's amazing because I love having that Roseanne show back. It was like it never went off the air, and I was so happy about it.
Travis, I was thinking, you know, we got Roseanne coming back and dealing with the issues of today. We need more reboots so that we know what's going on in the world, you know. But to make sure that everybody's happy, all the characters have to agree. There can be no conflict. There can be no topics discussed in a setting. It just needs to be everybody getting together and saying a thing and then everybody else agreeing with it.
I completely agree with that.
Thanks, Travis. So the Friends reboot, Drunk. We'll do a little skit here. Who are you? Are you Joey? You're Joey. Is Drunk David Schwimmer, Ross?
I feel like Drunk is probably more of a Ross, don't you?
Are you more of a Ross, Drunk, you think?
I mean, I don't really know what that means, but
I think Travis is so Chandler, right?
Sure.
And, you know, because I'm so hunky, I'm Joey, right?
You're Joey.
Because I'm a hunky guy. I think we're all a bunch of Chandlers.
I think we're all Chandler.
That would be even better for our Friends reboot.
Right.
If everyone was Chandler, that way there could be no dissent in the group. Everyone could just agree.
I'm probably closer to the blonde one that was an airhead. What's her name?
Oh, you're
Phoebe.
You're Phoebe?
Probably, yeah.
So we got we'll do three Chandlers, three Phoebes.
Travis, what are the issues today that all friends can agree on?
Oh, boy. Healthcare?
Hey, guys. So that universal healthcare, I think it's about time, right?
How you doing? Pretty good explaining your point. You're way late on that transition.
What's the next one?
I really feel a woman should have the right to choose. I mean, it is her body.
Travis's bit sucks.
I think it was really poorly planned. Yep, there you go. Play some more transition music. We'll just kind of skip past this.
We agree with you.
This isn't a show I really watched, so I mean.
Travis watched like 4 hours of it today. Hold on.
I watched 4 hours today. Ross, would you get that monkey out of my birth control?
Birth control? That should be covered under all insurance plans. Obama, right?
Could you be any more right?
Oh, that was your Chandler?
Could you be any more right? Give me a transition. No one told you life was gonna be this way. Your friends all agree with you each and every day.
Travis, there's something else that irritated me this week that I wanted to talk to you about.
What's that?
I was flipping around on the boob tube. By flipping around on the boob tube, I mean I was looking for movies to steal off the internet to watch.
Oh, God
and,
damn it.
There's a new DC Comics movie that came out called Batman and Harley Quinn.
Oh, yeah. I have not seen that one.
Well, I do not recommend it, Travis.
I've heard that it's not quite good.
Well, first of all, they recast Harley Quinn. Harley Quinn is no longer voiced by whoever it was.
Isn't she a Big Bang now?
Who?
Isn't she a Big Bang Theory?
No, it wasn't a gal that I recognized, the new Harley Quinn. But so I'm watching this Batman and Harley Quinn, and the plot of the Batman and Harley Quinn, Travis, is they need Harley Quinn to come fight somebody with them. Like
it's Batman and Nightwing, right? Not Batman and
Robin.
Yeah,
it's Batman and Nightwing, and then, like, they have a new foe that's really giving them a lot of trouble. And they're like, you know what? We really need Harley Quinn. Like, what are we going to do without her? I don't know how we can stop. Travis, why do they need Harley Quinn? Like, you know, why did the Suicide Squad need Harley Quinn? Like, it's a gal with a baseball bat.
And isn't her thing is she's just crazy?
She's just kind of a crazy gal with a baseball bat. Like, why is, like, her contribution really all that necessary? Yeah, Michelle in the chat's asking if it's a cartoon. Yeah, it's a cartoon movie. I was thinking, you know, I want to feel some nostalgia. I want to get some Batman the Animated Series stuff going on. And I got this movie. And
none of it feels like Batman the Animated Series.
it's bad, Travis. It's bad. So
they did a Killing Joke one not long ago, too, based on the classic story where Joker paralyzes Batgirl with a blast to the abdomen. And they added a good half an hour to the front of that story about Batgirl pining for Batman. And they actually, like, have sex on a rooftop, which totally fucked up the whole. It was just the movie was not good.
It was weird because Batgirl and Batman, they didn't really have like that kind of relationship.
It was just like his Robins. It was like a mentor mentee, like almost like a father and daughter. And like they had her like being like this smitten young gal, like trying to get with Batman. And it was just completely off character. Really
so
weird.
Nightwing is, see, Harley Quinn, she's in hiding. And of course, You know where she goes to work drunk. There is like a Hooters type restaurant that everyone is dressed up like superheroes. So there's a gal dressed up like a sexy Wonder Woman that serves chicken wings.
Okay.
And she's dressed up as Harley Quinn. She's hiding in plain sight is what she's doing. And Nightwing is like, oh, you know what? I bet that's her. And so he corners her in an alley. He's like, hey, you, Harley Quinn, you're coming with me. And they fight. And she gets the best of him. And she drags him back to her apartment and ties him to the bedposts and strips naked. And so she's standing there in her bra and panties. And she is talking to Nightwing, who she's gotten the best of. And I pulled a clip. This is her standing there in her underpants.
Got me all sweat stinky. Phew. Definitely could use a shower. I think better when I don't reek. Still gotta figure out what to do about Nightwing over there. What to wear? What to wear? Sucker Punch Harley? Arctic Harley? Street Luge Harley? Roller Babe Harley?
So I guess she has all of her various outfits.
Oh, God, that voice is, jeez.
It's bad, right? It's not good.
It's so bad.
It's very, like, Jersey.
So here it comes. She's going to notice that Nightwing is checking out her ass, and he's got a big old boner. That's right. The cartoon drunk has a boner.
Steampunk Harley? Goth Lolita Harley? Hey, Nightwing, is it true you used to be Robin? Ain't that a kick in the pants? Little boy wonder, all grown up.
See, this is when she notices he has a boner.
Okay, now, don't be getting any funny ideas.
Now, this plays like fan fiction, like erotic fan fiction.
It sounds like something you would find on the internet. It seems like the writers of this animated movie probably watched the Batman XXX porn parody.
Too late. It's funny. I always kind of thought you and Batman didn't like girls.
Wait, what?
You know, that book. With the headlights and the eyeball gouging. I had to write a paper on it back in college.
Did Harley Quinn go to college?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she was a doctor. She's a therapist. Yeah.
That's right, that's right. I mean, she talks like she's dumb as fuck. It's kind of like when Denise Richards was a scientist in the James Bond movie.
Completely unbelievable.
Look, Harley, I...
Pretty lonely these last few months, if you know what I mean. You don't meet a lot of likely prospects at Super Babes. I'm kind of choosy.
I'm not saying I don't want to, because that could be nice. All sorts of wrong, but nice.
And then they fuck! Nightwing!
Nightwing fucks Harley Quinn?
Fucks Harley Quinn!
Oh, come on.
See, but
you know, I knew they were shooting for the last probably half dozen DC animated movies have been not for children. They've been for adults, but that's not... That's totally against character. That's terrible writing.
Now, Travis, you would think that would be the most infuriating part, but it's not.
Oh.
Now, if you're watching this film and you're a fan of the Harley Quinn, of course, what you want to think about is Harley Quinn having to take a big shit, right? Swear to God, there's a Harley Quinn has to take a big shit scene.
Okay, you really want to stop the car this time. Those Hawk Girl spicy wings I had at Super Babes are doing a tango in my tummy. Seriously, I'm dying back here. Fine.
I swear I did not edit this.
Oh my God. Travis, you added that.
No, I did not, Travis. This is real. She farted in the Batmobile. She farted in the Batmobile, Travis.
Oh, holy.
It's not so bad. Smells like discipline.
That's right, Travis.
What the fuck?
Batman is smelling Harley's farts and critiquing them. Batman, the Caped Crusader. I'm sorry
like
I spit on you drunk. I'm very passionate.
That was a big one.
I apologize.
Did he say it smells like discipline?
It smells like discipline because, see, like, he isn't stopping the car so she can go shit.
That's a real reach.
Smells like discipline.
Oh, man. Batman, I'm begging you.
I swear this is real. Batman pulls into a gas station so Harley Quinn can go take a shit. I swear that's real. $10 and explore it and don't look back.
I'm not a huge fan of Harley Quinn as a character anyway, especially in the last decade or so. Like, when she first popped up, she was fun when she was still, like, the Harley Quinn, Joker's girlfriend, crazy person. But what they've done with her over the years is turned her into this, and it doesn't add anything to...
What, making her have to take a shit? I mean, it's a bodily fluid, Travis. We all have to do it. Let's be inclusive.
Unless it's, I mean, and maybe this was for comedy, but how often do you see in, whether you read in comic books or whether you're watching television or a movie, unless it's for straight up physical comedy or slapstick bullshit, like nobody takes a shit in movies or media. It just doesn't happen.
Liquid Lozenge in the chat is saying that this is the Ghostbusters ruining his childhood. The Ghostbusters are coming back. And they're just taking another shit right on his childhood chest.
I can't believe they actually made... I knew they recast the Harley Quinn voice. And
Holly?
I
Holly? Holly?
Holly?
But I mean, wasn't that kind of what Margot Robbie was doing in the movie anyway?
Holly?
Well, yeah, I mean, and I guess if you listen to the original voice, there's a sense of that. But this just isn't good.
Don't you think that Batman probably leans Republican? I mean, he's like a really rich white guy.
Oh, he's 1,000% a Republican.
I mean, like, yeah. I mean, have you really thought about it?
I feel like he's apolitical.
Yeah, but he's apolitical because they don't want to piss you off. But I mean, like, if you really think about it, like, what would all these fictional characters? I mean, like, Roseanne is a Republican. What is the Joker? The Joker's probably a Democrat, right?
I think he's like an anarchist, so I don't know that he'd vote.
Liquid thinks that Batman probably votes libertarian. I could
personal
see that.
Freedoms, like, I guess, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, you know, like think of some other fictional characters.
Well,
and think
well
about
Nightwing, Nightwing is protege. He would definitely be straight up Democrat. He'd be as liberal. He would have voted Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, I mean, like they leave their politics out of it, but nobody really does anymore. Like if you think about the times, drunk, everybody wears their political leanings on their sleeve. I mean, like, what is Captain America? Is Captain America a Democrat?
He just loves America.
Just as, like, a blanket thing? I bet Captain America would never, like, go after somebody's sponsors. But that's not something that Captain America would do.
Not unless it was, like, Hydra. You know, if Hydra was a sponsor.
Like, if Hydra was sponsoring Laura Ingraham?
Right.
But like then he would urge Laura Ingraham to stop taking Hydra's money.
That's probably more accurate.
He would say that like she should stand behind the products that she's taking money from.
Right. But I think he stands behind the fundamentals of America where he would say, hey, if you're making money doing this thing and providing a service to somebody, more power to you.
Right. I mean, you really got to think about this. You got to think about what you know about a character. And kind of make a decision on like take some of those tests on like who would you vote for, but do it as though you were the Incredible Hulk and just see where they fall on the political spectrum. And like you can only root for the characters that agree with you. I mean, I'm sorry, because that's the world we live in now. Take a stand. Don't just step to the side and root for Batman because he's out punching bad guys. How do you even know those bad guys are that bad? I mean, like if you watch The Walking Dead still, Rick's a bad guy now, guys.
Oh yeah, straight. He's a straight bad guy.
Hate to tell you, but Rick has taken a full-on heel turn.
Yeah, Negan and Rick are pretty much the exact same thing.
I think Negan makes more sense now. I think I'm pro Negan, Travis. He just wants to save people. People are a resource.
He still likes to burn people's faces with irons and shit.
Well, I mean, some people get out of line, you know. Got to make a call.
Yeah, I suppose. Make an example out of them.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Keep them in line.
Travis, I think we need to leave these on the old board here. Just in case, you know, we need to transition quickly.
I feel like you'll know when is the perfect time to use them now and forevermore. You know what I mean? I feel like you will know exactly when it calls for a friend's transition.
And Travis, you know, the friends bit worked so well. I feel like we got to keep going back to it.
Oh, keep it going. And then 100 episodes later, we can talk about where it originated, which is this first Tuesday show of going forward.
I can't believe I still watch that show. It's so bad, the Walking Dead. It's gotten really bad.
The last, I have to say, I think the last episode was pretty decent. But yeah, there was a good, I think the whole back half of this season has been pretty awful. And finally, there was like a decent episode. I'm like, oh, well, here we go. And I think the season's almost over, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I stopped watching during like Alexandria, so.
You should have.
I'm good where I'm at. Just
yeah, good for you.
Don't pick it back up.
It's so hard to drop shows. You know, I suffered through years of watching The Arrow on the CW, and then The Flash started to get very CW-y, and I finally dumped them. I watched many seasons of these shows, and I was like, you know, I'm just not feeling it anymore. I'm not gonna spend my time watching this shit. So I stopped, and it was very liberating.
Yeah, I felt like it was getting overly lame about the Alexandria time, so I was like, mm.
Well, I'm just waiting for the episode where Michonne is in the back seat farting the whole show.
No, Rick, you really gotta pull over. I got some shit happening here in Michonne's stomach. I really gotta drop him off at the pool.
Travis, how about a break? You feeling a break?
Oh, I definitely... Could you be any more right?
Oh, shit! I don't have it up! Hold on! That was totally worth it.
Gentlemen, I've been doing a great deal of research, and I've decided the Decepticons need to become more politically correct! I'm a woman now!
Megatrans.
I've also decided that you're all problematic. Goodbye, fuckboys.
Spreading the rainbow.
We have a hostage situation on the 32nd floor.
Do we have demands?
He wants to talk to you.
Great. This is Detective Darren Hunch. Who am I speaking with?
Let's cut to the chase. You want these hostages. I want something from you. The answer to one simple trivia question. Which Tom Hanks movie won the Academy Award for Best Film in 1994? You have 30 minutes. No Google. You're being watched.
Hey, Martinez. 1994 Academy Award. Tom Hanks' best movie. Is that Castaway?
No, Castaway was way later. Philadelphia, maybe?
We need the kid!
Kid, Cap needs you.
Your time is up. Do you have an answer?
It's Forrest Gump.
Who is this?
Danny Bravo, Pop Culture Unit.
Nobody else can do what you do, Danny. You're the best that we have.
You don't know what it's like to have all this stuff floating around in my head.
Damn it, Bravo! I got a kid threatening to jump off the Roberto Clemente Bridge if someone doesn't tell him where all the Infinity Stones are. Get over your identity crisis. Get back out there and save some lives.
I guess it's time to go to work.
Danny Bravo, Pop Culture Unit.
If they were a laxative, they'd be so powerful you could stand on your head and shit on the ceiling.
That position would not only be unavailing, but also undignified.
Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
The beat goes on, the drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain, la-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has turned a page, uh-huh. The miniskirt's the current thing, uh-huh. Teeny bopper is our newborn king, uh-huh. And the beat goes on, the beat goes on.
When saw that, Ready Player One.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah, I liked it.
It was just fine.
No, it was good.
Okay.
It's fun. It's a fun movie. Don't think about it too much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I was thinking about taking the lady, but...
Don't think about it too much, drunk. Just go have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was what inspired that bit.
Plenty of plot holes in there? Or?
Nah, I mean, it's fine.
Will you promise me one thing?
Promise you?
Yeah.
What's that?
Don't spit on me the rest of the show.
Drunk, I'm sorry. I was very passionate. I apologize. It was a mistake. Drunk, in all the years of doing this, it's the first time I spit on you, isn't it?
That is the first time.
I'm sorry, Drunk.
We're going to need to get a big old spit guard.
See, I need to not look at you. I need to look at the television, and not you. I'm sorry I spit on you. I don't even remember what we were talking about that. Was I talking about... Harley Quinn taking a shit
in the back seat. Yeah.
You know, I was gonna go see that Ready Player One, and I was looking at the listings for, $5 night, which I really like a lot. And then realized $5 night's Tuesday, and now this show is on Tuesday, so no longer will I be able to indulge in $5 night at my local cinema.
Travis, we're just in the business of ruining your days.
Yeah, chicken wings was Monday, so I was excited when we moved to Tuesday. Didn't think about it, and then as soon as Tuesday's $5 movie.
Maybe
night.
The money you save on chicken wings, you can. Spend on movies.
Well, you could always take the random Tuesday to Netflix and chill.
Travis, you had last week off. Well, what did we miss? Do you have things going on?
No. I took last week off. It was the daughter's birthday last Monday. Turned to the whopping 9 years old, which is hard to believe. So we made some dinner and hung out and had treats of pizza from the old Dairy Queen. Watched Wonder for a second time. I took her to see Wonder in the motion picture theater, and she really enjoyed it, so got her Wonder for her birthday and had to watch Wonder again last Monday while you guys were doing the show.
Is Wonder like a kid movie? Is that a movie for kid? I thought that was like a movie for like adults to go see.
No, well, it's based on a book, I think, for, like, young adults, so it kind of skews younger. You know, it's the boy is,
it's like,
you know,
hey,
if
kids have fucked up faces, you should still like them?
Yeah, I think so. And it's not even that, it's more how to get through childhood and, like, adolescence. And it really doesn't even center, I mean, it centers around the kid, but it also mostly focuses on the people around him and how their lives have changed because of him. And not for the worse or anything, but just how, you know, their lives are different with him and in existence. So it's a good flick. It's a heartwarming little motion picture. Twice, I probably won't need to see it again.
Did you cry?
The first time, and yeah, the first time I definitely did. And the second time, a little teary-eyed.
So, going back, the treats of pizza is delicious. What flavor treats of pizza?
Oh, it was amazing. It was like a chocolate chip cookie-ish, kind of.
So, the Oreo one?
No, not the Oreo one.
They got an Oreo and they got a Butterfinger.
Explain this to me. So, it's like you've never had a
treats of pizza?
It's like a cookie cake?
Except with ice cream, yeah.
With ice cream. It's like an ice cream cake, but instead of like a big, thick-ass cake with all that ice cream, it's like a cookie cake thing.
So the ice cream is like the icing, kind of.
Yeah, it's the icing, so it's like almost like the crust, and also it's like in the center of it too. So they like bake the cookie thing kind of around the ice cream. It's layered. It's pretty amazing.
So it's kind of like an ice cream cookie pie, kind of.
Yeah, but it's big. It's the size of like a frozen pizza, and it's pre-cut into triangles.
So I mean, that's not a pizza.
It's a treats of pizza.
It's a treats of pizza.
No, I mean like a pizza is like a dough and tomato sauce and cheese.
This is dough. It's cookie dough, and instead of tomato sauce, you get ice cream.
So I mean, it's like a pie. It's not like a pizza.
No, because it's way thinner than a pie.
Call that a pizza.
It's a treat of pizza.
Is a mistake.
Yeah, treat of pizza, because a pie is way thicker than this thing. This is like pizza slice size.
And you got this for your daughter for her birthday?
Yep, it was a birthday, because we did, my wife likes to make giant grand gestures for birthdays, so every year the kids typically have like a week-long birthday, so we did bowling this last Saturday. I bowled a 136, by the way, and that's where my daughter got her cake, so we did it at a bowling alley, and then on her actual birthday, we hung out at the house, got the treats of pizza, made her favorite food, and hung out and watched a movie that we got her with her, gave her a birthday present thing, and then next weekend... not this coming weekend, but next weekend is like a friend birthday thing where we're going to a water park hotel with a couple of her friends to hang out.
For is it like all of their birthdays?
Pretty much every birthday is like a birthday party.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have a birthday at home, and then we have a family birthday where we invite, it's most of the time it's actually at my in-laws where we set up cake and all that kind of thing. And then there's usually a friend one as well. So it's like a separate friend birthday.
See, me and Laura did something last weekend that was pretty exciting. We went and bought a cookie cake, not for like a birthday or anything, but just because we're adults and we could buy a fucking cookie cake if we want to.
Mm-hmm. And why not? Yep.
I saw it last week and almost dove in.
Yeah, I ate the last piece today. It said it expired a long time ago, but I'll be goddamn it if I'm going to let some of that cookie cake go to waste. It took a while, but I finished that whole goddamn cookie cake. You're damn right. Maybe I need to get me a treatza pizza. Do you have to keep it in the freezer?
You do.
Yep.
See, I don't have a lot of freezer space.
You need to get one of those deep freezers.
It's pretty thin, though. Like I said, I mean, it's the size of a pizza, so it's like your gourmet pizza boxes. It's probably about that size, maybe an inch taller.
Yeah, I need a deep freezer. Drunk, you know a guy who can get me a deal on a deep freezer?
Sure, I'll find one for you.
Yeah, find me one.
I'm with Jody, though. I'm a Choco Taco guy myself.
So yeah, Choco Taco is what, like a chocolate shell with ice cream in
it? It's just like an ice cream cone shell. And then
it's like a waffle cone,
yeah,
shaped in a taco shell.
Yeah, I can get it. I mean, I wouldn't call that a taco.
It's a Choco Taco. It looks like a taco. They make the waffle cone look like a taco shell.
Right.
A beaver, huh? Like an actual beaver or like lady parts?
Travis, back to something similar we were talking about before. I saved this one. I watched that that John Oliver show. I like John Oliver. A lot of times.
He's all right. He's British. British are funny.
Every now and then, John Oliver does something, though, that I'm kind of like, come on, John Oliver. What are you doing, man? And not this past Sunday, but Sunday before was one of those times. The vice president, it's kind of out there that he doesn't like gay people. It's just kind of like something that people have said about him. They say that he's into the conversion thing. But you know, he's a guy, he's got a family, whatever. I mean, I don't think that like he's like going out and like, you know, finding gay people and like rounding them up. You know, he just he's not a whole fan of the whole gay thing. And you know, that's just an older guy and that's just the way he thinks. And I'm not excusing it. It's shitty. But he has a daughter and a wife that wrote a kid's book. Travis, do you know anything about this?
Nothing at all.
They have a pet bunny rabbit that they put a bow tie on. And the pet bunny rabbit's name is Marlon Bundo. And it's like a white bunny rabbit. Is like the family pet. And so this kid, it's like a 12-year-old kid, wrote a kid's book that her mom illustrated, drew these watercolor paintings of this bunny rabbit, and it kind of goes through like what the vice president does, just like what his job responsibilities are. It's not a book about homosexuals. It has nothing to do with homosexuals. It's just kind of like, you know, hey, kids, have you ever wondered what the vice president does? Well, here's this like bunny rabbit to tell you. And so John Oliver made a kid's book about Marlon Bundo being gay. Like, they made Mike Pence's family's rabbit a gay that was in love with another dude bunny. And they put that on Amazon to compete with the original Marlon Bundo book.
Can't you be sued for copyright infringement?
I don't know. Can you trademark your pet rabbit?
Well, that'd be like me writing like a Judy Moody book or something, right? Or like another Babysitter's Club where they do like all sorts of weird shit.
They're like, you know, hey, your bunny's gay. And see, the vice president's daughter's book, I think the proceeds went to like homeless people or something. And the proceeds of John Oliver's book went to like some like gay guys with AIDS charity or something.
Oh, so Mike Pence's 12-year-old daughter was trying to do something nice.
Right, right. She has nothing to do with anything.
And John Oliver shit all over it.
Right, on this 12-year-old girl.
John Oliver's got like a giant platform on HBO where a bunch of people like just incessantly retweet and share his stuff.
Hey, I think your dad sucks!
And this 12-year-old girl who is trying to write a book and try to do something cool, he just shit all over it.
Right, and so then all of like his shitty fans are not only buying his book, but they're like nagging the other book on Amazon with 1-star reviews.
Jesus Christ.
And it's like, well, come on. It's a 12-year-old guy. Like, the same people who are pissed off that Laura Ingraham said something about that David Hogg guy's SAT scores are the ones getting on Amazon and given this other 12-year-old girl's kids book 1-star reviews.
Can you not? Is there no self-awareness of these people that are doing the exact thing they're constantly bitching about?
No, it's, Travis.
It's so amazing.
No, Travis. There's no gauge on your hypocrisy. Nobody looks in the mirror anymore. Mirrors are gone, Travis. We just put an Instagram filter on our bullshit, and we're all cute little bunny rabbits. We can do no wrong, Travis. We're all just fine.
As long as it perpetuates whatever you believe and whatever your herd mentality filters are, you're good to go. Shit on a 12-year-old girl for trying to write a book.
Have we done enough preaching this week, Drunk, you think?
God, it just keeps coming. Anytime you have a conversation anymore, it comes back to this shit, though. Even in real life, just, hey, how was that Arby's Smoke Mountain brisket? Well, it's pretty good, except did you hear about this dumb motherfucker? Like, it constantly comes back to how awful we are as a people. We need that flood.
Travis,
I need you to know when to use it.
Travis, I'm going to get used to it. I'm working on it.
Still in beta.
Have you seen the fella that they bring out in the seventh inning stretch at Atlanta Braves games? He's called The Freeze.
The Freeze? No. Who's this Freeze?
Clips of The Freeze? I think The Freeze is my favorite thing.
It's kind of like the sausages up in Milwaukee.
Like the sausage race.
Yeah.
They have this giant, tall, like, I'd say he's Kenyan, but I don't think he's Kenyan. But he looks Kenyan.
Wait a second.
And he dresses up in like this mint blue bodysuit. And he gives people like a 200-yard head start running across like the outfield, like the back dirt and the outfield, the warning track. And then he just fucking takes off and catches people. And it's called Beat the Freeze. And people watch this guy race people every week. And I,
every game, right?
Yeah. I fell into this rabbit hole the other day watching the Freeze race people. And the guy's fucking fast. And he kind of runs like the T-1000.
Well, I'm sure none of these guys that he's racing have, like, stretched or limbered up or anything.
They look like normal dudes, but right. I mean... They're
probably six Busch Lights deep, too.
Right.
He gives them a crazy lead. I don't know. I think he loses sometimes.
Being in Atlanta, I'm sure they'd be Yinglings, right?
But he doesn't lose very often. The guy is fast as fuck. I recommend it. I'd say that's my pick of the week, is fall into the rabbit hole of watching the Freeze just fucking.
Anchor posted a picture in the chat. It looks like that Sam Jackson's character from The Incredibles.
He does. He kind of looks. Is the guy from The Incredibles named The Freeze?
I think that's his power, right? Isn't it the ice power that he has?
I don't know. Maybe it's a tie-in.
Oh, man. Disney's going to sue the shit out of the Atlanta Braves.
But, yeah, I recommend you guys.
I don't know. Maybe it's a promotion for The Incredibles 2 coming out this summer.
Yeah,
Frozone. That's right, Frozone.
Yeah, he does kind of look like him a little bit.
Totally looks like him.
Honey, where's my super suit?
Where's your super suit? I ain't got your super suit.
Honey, have you seen my super suit? That's the only thing I remember from that entire movie. They need to make sequels in more of a timely manner.
Right.
They take too long, and I don't remember anything about it.
Have some kids. You'll watch all those movies again and again and again.
Travis, what else you got? You got things? Is there stuff going on in the world?
I don't. I've been tuning the world out, to be completely honest.
You're just done with it? The bunny is gay.
Yeah, I'm done with all of it. I'm buried under, 7 inches of snow right now. Damn. I'm just
that was saying, hot sponsors.
Saying to hell with it. I'm, 7 inches of snow. We're going to see Ron White this weekend for a comedy show with my mother and my brother and shit. So that's exciting, and I'm looking forward to that.
Did I tell you that a guy at my work said the Bill Engvall "Here's Your Sign" thing to me?
How did that come about?
Well,
told you one of his jokes?
No, like he said, I think Bill Engvall gives people the sign to wear that says they're dumb. I think
that's
what
did
joke.
You do for like, him to say, here's your sign?
Like people
he actually
dumb,
said, here's your sign?
He said, give here's your sign to me, Travis. He said it.
Did he, the whole story. Did I need the whole like setup and the punchline.
Here's your sign.
Yeah, like Walmart's comedy section is all Bill Engvall, and I guess he's been shopping in it because he's...
Hey, if you weren't being smarter than a fifth grader... Oh, no, that's the Jeff Foxworthy. Anyway, give me the story. What did you do? Why did he give you a sign?
There's a bunch of us in an elevator, and the doors open on either side depending on like which floor you're at. And... people that were getting off the elevator earlier than other people were on the one side that had to pass the people on the other side of the elevator. And so, like, they got off of the ground floor, and they wanted to go in the direction that I was kind of backed up to. But I didn't want to get off the elevator because I was still going up a level to go the other way. And so I got off to get back on so that they could get out. And the guy said, here's your sign to me, because I guess I didn't understand which way to get off the elevator to still be on the elevator. It was a whole thing, Trevor. It was stupid, but he said
it
to me.
That doesn't apply. That's not a here's your sign moment.
Well, I didn't really think so either, Travis, but apparently he did. He thought that I was a big dummy My confusion on our elevator situation. I mean, it wasn't like a long pause. You know, I made a decision, and whether it was right or wrong, I just wanted to streamline the whole process. But he said, here's your sign to me. And I know what that means. He's calling me a dumb shit.
He said, you're an idiot.
You know what I say? I say, fuck that guy is what I say, Drew.
Yeah. Fuck him in his stupid ass.
As soon as he said that, you should have said, you know what? You might be a redneck.
No, Travis, see, that's what we need to do. We need to come up with a catchphrase that means, hey, fuck you, man. But it's like, not that. You know, it's just like something that, you know, the people who are fans of Bill Engvall know. You know what I mean?
What this? Eat your peas.
Yeah, hey, man, how about you eat a whole can of peas?
Eat your peas.
Are you going to have some peas for lunch? And then everybody will know what that means.
You should have
called him. Hey, fuck you. That's what that means.
You should have called him a popcorn bitch.
Call him a popcorn bitch. You can't say bitch, though. The bitch is universal. It needs to be... Right. Kind of secretive. We need to workshop this.
Yeah, it's got to be PG so you can say it in any circumstance.
Jody's suggesting we say bless your heart.
That is a Southern thing.
Just say, oh, bless your heart. And secretly.
That is the Southern way to say fuck you. Because, you know, they love Jesus down there.
Yeah, just got to make a whole line of things that you say that mean something different than what you're saying. You make a new language. To create new slang that only you know about, and it'll make you happy in your heart.
Well, what we should do is we should brainstorm this. We'll have a sit down. We'll have a brainstorming session. We'll post it on that social media I'm telling everybody to stay away from, and you can all vote on what our new catchphrase is. That means kiss my ass,
Travis. I think I want to be off of it too.
That's great.
Can we all just be off of it?
Yeah, we totally can. And I jump on and I'll scroll. Scroll past everything to see what's at the top, and then if I do tweet something, I don't look at my feed. I'll post like the episode, but not really. If I want to see what somebody in particular is saying, I will search for them and look. But I'll tell you what, I haven't been on there for like a good solid week, and it's been a blessing.
Liberating.
See, but Travis, you gotta check the messaging stuff with me, though, because me and you need to talk throughout the week.
Oh, that all check. Messaging,
like
that's not social media, though.
Travis, you've been neglecting me big time.
That's like direct communication. Like what are you talking about? You look back, I'm responding to everything you say.
Yeah, but you respond so late. I need immediate answers, Travis.
I'm trying to put my phone down is really what the whole thing is. It's like trying to live in the moment a little bit more, put the phone down, just trying to stay away from the phone so much.
I feel like I'm kind of addicted to it. Like, I feel like I look at it all the time.
I am.
and then, like, when I pick it up and I start looking at it, I just keep looking at it for like a really long time.
Yep.
And I'm not really doing anything on it. I'm just scrolling mindlessly for nothing.
Yeah, nothing of value. And you look at it and you do your thing, you know, because in the morning I'll check everything. You know, I'll check my eBay, I'll check my Facebook, I'll check my Twitter just to see if there's any mentions or anything that I have to get back to. And then I'll put it down. I'll be like, okay, I'm done. I can go about what I was doing. And then I'll pick it back up again. And the same thing, I'll spend another 20 minutes doing nothing on it, just constantly nothing.
Yeah, and you know, I feel like it's making me dumb. Like I used to... And I mean, like, I might just be getting dumb on my own. It might just be an excuse.
That's why you just have to use it as a potty time app and call it a day.
But see, when I sit down on the potty drunk, that's the worst time for it. Because then I start looking at it, and then I'm sitting on the goddamn tarlet for like a half hour, and I don't need to be sitting on the tarlet for a half hour.
I'm Sudoku exclusive on the toilet.
I play that Panda Pop, Travis. See, yep. I'm on like level like 1200 on fucking Panda Pop. That panda is so goddamn neglectful with their babies that the bad boon keeps taking them, and I just got to keep saving them. And I figure if you quit popping bubbles and you just paid mine to your babies, or quit having so many fucking babies, then the bad boon wouldn't keep getting them.
Fair.
There has to be an end to the game.
I don't think there is.
The game just goes on forever. I want there to be like a like an end screen that says...
That moment where you're like, yes, I did it.
You saved all of them. You're done. That's what I want, but it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, that doesn't... It won't.
I downloaded a game that people are saying is really fun, and I asked Matt Chuck what he thought about it. And he said that, like, you have to farm and stuff, and that it was a big hassle, and it took too long. And so I never even opened it. I downloaded it, asked Matt Chuck what he thought. He said one thing, and then I just deleted it. Yeah. I think video games probably aren't the way to go. I don't know how to get my life back, Travis.
Whew, I don't know. I can't.
Do you feel better?
I don't know.
Does it make you feel better? Does it make you feel good?
Better. Yeah, better. I feel better. I haven't taken the time that I had wasted on social media and my phone and done anything productive with it, but I do feel less toxic. Like, I feel less angry. I feel less like in attack mode all the time. Like, I'm always like, these fucking idiots, you know, to myself. Nobody's around.
That's
and I'm just
all
like,
this show was, is me bitching about idiots I saw on the internet. I should just not know about them.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I don't know. Ignorance I don't know
bliss,
anymore.
Ignorance is bliss.
I should just not know about them. And, like, you know, the people that are crapping on the Ready Player One. I saw Ready Player One. I read the book. I liked the book. I went and saw the movie. I liked the movie. But, you know, people have criticisms about it because all it is, you know, a bunch of member berries. You know what I mean? It's just a bunch of, you know, hey, you guys remember Ninja Turtles? Hey, you guys remember RoboCop? Hey, you guys remember Chucky? And it's all that. And it's silly. But I had fun watching it. So, like, why do I go back and criticize it? And, like, think bad of it because all it is a bunch of nostalgic bullshit.
Well, that's the thing. Can't we just have fun with things anymore? Can't they just be enjoyable?
We can't anymore.
Not just, like, the best or the worst thing that ever was. Just, hey, yeah, that was fun. It was a fun way to spend 2 hours.
Yeah. I don't know.
Just bust out the rollerblades and get out the hockey stick and the hockey ball and... I mean, that's what we used to do back in the day, right?
The one thing about that movie that I think is great, and that I wish I wish that there was some applicable thing that I could do with all of my useless pop culture knowledge. I wish that there was.
It's called Jeopardy, homie.
You got a website. It's called a blog.
Just blog about my pop culture knowledge.
That's what most of these like film critic people do. That's all they do. They have a website and it's usually genre based, and they talk about horror, they talk about comics, or they talk about sci-fi or what have you. And it's just them rambling on about things they know and how they apply to these things that people are interested in.
Maybe that's the goal, Travis. Maybe instead of just scrolling through Twitter for no reason, maybe we need to just blog. Then we get to post the stuff that we like and not worry about what people think of it.
Right. Just share the shit that you blogged about. Disable comments immediately. And,
no, you leave the comments on it. If people come and read your thing, then they can comment. And
then we'll dox them.
if it's an ad for something or something, I'll just delete it. I don't know. I need a way out. I need to find the path to get out of the maze. You know?
I feel like we all do, and I think that we should all watch The Truman Show for that. Just like the last 10 minutes of The Truman Show was like the perfect how the hell do we get out of this thing, where at the very end he just presses that button and the screen goes black.
There you go. The screen needs to go black, drunk. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Is that death?
It could be.
Is that like a what that means?
So, Drunk, do you have a pick of the week?
Drunk's pick. of the week is that new Batman Nightwing Harley Quinn movie. 4 stars.
Batman, I gotta take a shit.
Oh God, you got a boner, and all I gotta do is shit.
Oi, I already got you tied to the bed, Nightwing. Now I'm gonna ride on your boner. Are you ready for reverse cowgirl, Holly?
So, Travis, would you say that you have a pick of the week?
Travis's pick of the week for this Tuesday, first Tuesday WFOD, is actually kind of funny. It is the Showtime series Episodes, starring Joey himself, Matt LeBlanc.
Travis, I really enjoyed that show when it was on TV.
I love it so much, and I never watched it before. I just started it last week, and I'm into season 4. It is amazing. It's all about a British couple who wrote this award-winning show in the UK, and a sleazy American producer comes over and says, we want to do an American version of it, and hijinks ensue. It is great. Matt LeBlanc is funny as shit. I laugh out loud every episode.
It's good all the way through. Like, it never isn't good.
I thought there was only 3 seasons. I was disappointed, and then I looked to the left, and I'm like, oh shit, that says season 4 and 5, and agreed. I have not been disappointed with an episode yet. It is amazing.
Unlike Walking Dead, which is now a big pile of garbage. that was okay, Travis.
Hey, that's it. This is what you can expect on Tuesday evenings at 8 p.m. Central.
It's not true, Travis. It's going to get way more positive from here because we're logging off.
Logging off, baby.
We're cutting the cord.
Oh, and the Albino Alligators Indie Podcast Top 10 will be back next week. We'll have a new Top 10 list. Should have been last week. Sorry about that, guys. And then with the transition to Tuesdays, it couldn't be this week. But next week's, it'll be back. So stay tuned for that.
Hashtag AAIPX. Yeah, the only way to win is to play. You know what I mean? Only way to win is to play.
Still peace.
Guns out, funds out.
You to know it's over.
Yeah. Bye.
Guys, thank you for listening to this installment of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. Be sure to join us next Monday night, 9/8 Central, on strangelabel.com. Be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers while you're there. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website, found at WFODicks.com. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODicks. Email us, Mike@WFODicks.com or Travis@WFODicks.com. Let us know what you think. Let us know if you have questions or anything like that. Feedback. Feedback is great. We'd love to hear what you have to say. You can give us a call also, either while we're live or leave a message after hours at 636-487-HAND. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balls Anya, and Brian Kranz. If you'd like to contribute yourself, it's patreon.com/WFODicks. Helps us afford hosting and phone number and buying neat microphone holding apparatuses and what have you. We really do appreciate all of you checking it out. Thanks. From the bottom of our cold, dead hearts. See you next week.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.
Nobody else can do what you do, Danny. You're all that we have. Man. You're the best that we got, Danny.
That's a little
much.
A little
Danny! Danny, nobody else can do what you do.
You're overdoing it.
You're the best that we have, Danny.
You're overdoing it.
Danny, nobody else can do what you
do. You're overdoing it.
You're the best that we have.
God, you're such a diva.
Danny!